Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
motherfuckers wanna find me. Walk so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. Walk so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. Walk so hard, walk so hard, walk so hard.
Mike Cuny.
to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, 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 to the cunt, to the cunt, meow, cunt.
Bye. just can't take it. You just can't take it.
That bitch can't pop, 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 pop,
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast Music Mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom here, honey. Don't forget, honey, we're definitely going to be recapping all the balls that happened this weekend from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest, honey. We're definitely going to give you the tea, definitely give you the 411 and the scoop on everything, honey. Don't forget October 27th in Washington, D.C., my legendary sister, the icon, founding CEO of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be having Gagaween in Washington, D.C., 666, honey. It's going to be $6,000, six teams, and they're going to Vogue in the name, and it's going to be a whole bunch of other cash categories spread out through the night of the ball, this thing. So don't miss out. Get your tickets, get your hotel rooms now for that weekend, because it's definitely going down big time in Washington, D.C. Let me get my fabulous cast of co-hosts, and I'm going to bring them on the line, and we're going to get this madness motherfucking started. Honey, without further ado, I'm going to go get Rodney, I'm going to go get London, and whatever else co-host is on the line.
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down live. London, 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 wanna go down.
Mouse,
working bird, dressed the bird like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Mummy, you're supposed to bird like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh, no, it's a chop. Box the
chambers
for you.
Hi, London.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Just because you throw a ball for cash doesn't mean the girls are getting their coin. Thank you.
Fuck you up, London. Hold on, let's go get Rodney.
I now welcome you. The legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney.
Right.
Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What you want to do?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle,
pal. Rodney.
What's going on, Kev?
What's going
Hello.
On?
What's up, London? How are you?
I'm lovely. You know me.
Hey, hold on. I'm sending my address to somebody. Hold on. Yes, we're definitely here. We're definitely going to get the madness started. It was definitely a lot of madness that happened this weekend, honey, baby. What I tell you, honey. My phone was blowing up on Saturday, honey, and it was just a mess that was going on. The children, we went to a ball, and they didn't give out any cash. Mistake, the ball was in a flash. The children got kicked out the club this weekend for fucking getting fucked in the club and all types of things, honey. It was just a mess in L.A., honey. It was just madness all over the place, honey. The whole weekend was a blah, 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 blah. It's just a mess. But before we get into the madness and get into all the drama and stuff, I would definitely like to say happy birthday to the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel International, who celebrated his birthday party last night in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I would definitely have to say happy birthday, R.R. How you
happy
doing?
Happy birthday, R.R.
Yes, it was definitely his birthday, so a big shout-out to R.R., honey. Yes.
Right.
But we're definitely here. It's definitely
that,
going to be a lot of...
I was lucky going to call in, or, you know, should we go to Pony getting bucked by Romeo? Lab and getting kicked.
Baby, London, you are so many. You are many teas, Lucy. You are many, many teas, honey. But I don't know where we want to start at. I don't know where. Baby, well... We don't know. I hear was a lot of discrepancies in L.A., so if the girls from L.A. is definitely out there, y'all know, phone lines, please press 1, because me or Rodney wasn't there to get the 401. We only heard things, but I would like to definitely hear, you know, firsthand from the girls of what happened. I would love to get Mother Lovely Revlon on the line to find out who got her locked up for those 2 days, Miss Day. I would also like to get Mother Escada on the line to find out, you know, how does she feel, you know, if she didn't have any representation on the judges panel, you know, after buying the table and stuff. So, you know, y'all girls out there been saying, you know, call in, honey. You know, I heard the ball was only about 1.5 hours. It was definitely a fab venue, but, you know, I want to hear from you girls out there because, you know, you make it what it is when y'all call in and y'all give us a tea and y'all be real about y'all situation. So definitely call in.
Right. I want to apologize to Arnold and Divine for not being able to make it out here, and also apologize to Hollis Boston for not being able to make it out here. But Baldwin came back to represent for the house and represent for the unit. So give a shout out to Baldwin for back and my good man Dante Balenciaga.
And hopefully Harold will call in. You know, Harold, you know, I felt like Harold was really coming for me, honey, you know, in that special place that we have our conversations, Harold. I felt like you was coming for me, but I was just asking questions that the 30 people that was at the ball was asking, Harold. Hold on, let me go and get, my good girlfriend, honey, and bring her on the line. So, Harold, I don't know why you was attacking me, Harold, so don't come for me because I didn't say for you, but maybe he'll call in to say why, you know, nobody else came since you couldn't make it, Harold. It could have at least been, you know, 3 or 4. At least Teresa did have her 6. Hold on, y'all.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
line
for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Hello.
Hello, Mother Kelly.
What's
before.
Good evening.
What's this?
Hey, Uncle Rodney, how are you? Is RR on the line?
No.
Okay.
So what's
you're
the...
No.
Hey, London, how are you?
I'm lovely. You know, it's cold up here.
Is it? Really? It's kind of cool here. It's not really, really hot.
You know, it's a lot. It's hot.
Oh, chill.
So, Kelly,
well,
how does it feel to be back home?
Girl, shut up.
God damn.
Okay.
All right, one question, girl.
What's
that? Shut up. Kelly, if you're the news, Alexis will report it. Don't be like that.
Eddie, baby, I'm not listening. I'm not listening to Alexis and her, you know.
See, girl, I just voted for you. The girls asked me who my all-time film queen realness was, and I voted for you, and you telling me to shut up and shit.
I was saying, I heard they was reading me. I heard they was coming for me.
Nobody came for you.
Alexis, I thought long and hard about the question you asked me about the relationship. You know, I don't mind being in a relationship with you.
Wait a minute, hold up. London, what the fuck are you talking about?
You know, two grannies cannot make it in this season.
Girl, anyway, what you say, Kelly? London,
what?
I think London on some bath salt. She's delusional.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't forget what you was talking about, girl.
Kelly, did you see that picture of yourself when you was 007? Did you see that picture? The picture of you on the con 25th anniversary picture.
Girl, I have no comment.
So, Kelly, you coming out as overall mother?
I have no comment.
Okay, well, see, okay, Kelly, listen. Let's go ahead and get this out. Now, first of all, how you leave the house, they ask me to take the position, and then you want to come back. Bitch, I need you to make up your mind what you're going to do. Are you going to be overall mother Mizrahi, overall mother Khan, or are you going to come back and be East Coast mother Couture?
Because
your position has been taken, baby.
I don't know, honey. Y'all gonna have to wait until a board near you to find out.
Well, girl, we got a board meeting after this call, after the show, so you need to make up your mind what you're gonna do.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Well,
yes, hello.
Oh, girl, child, please. Oh, you finally came up out that hole. You're showing your head.
I think this is a message you recorded before she died.
No, and this is the overall mother Maya Couture. Yes. Hello, Kelly. Is RR on the line?
No, RR's not here yet.
RR's still recuperating from last night. Did you make it to the party, Kelly?
No, by the time I got back to the city, it was 2 o'clock.
How? And the ball was only 6 minutes. Like, I don't understand that.
Girl, because I stayed out there and did other things besides just the ball.
You did other things with certain people?
I just did. I did other things.
Mm.
Okay.
And she should only have one potion to do that with.
I have two people to do that with.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, everybody has time for that. But we could definitely, you know, until I start seeing the LA girls start popping up in here and rearing their heads, you know, we could definitely talk about the ball of Jersey. It was definitely
What is there to talk about?
Well, we still had a good time. Me and Rodney went out. Me and Rodney was at the casino, honey. You know, me and Rodney and James and some child that was sitting in between me and Rodney at the blackjack table was there at the casino.
So just you, Rodney, James, and some random child.
Yes, everybody else. Everybody else is outside at the beach, Alexis, if you want to know.
Okay.
Where's my favorite spot to be?
I don't know.
On her lap?
The casino, hello.
You know, I can speak for myself. I had a good time at the casino, you know, when I was, you know, winning all my change, honey. And so I lost all my coins, Miss Thing. And you know what I noticed, Miss Thing? The ballroom girls are really harsh and, you know, and really critical. Miss Thing, I sat down at that casino all night long and at that table with Rodney and all the other people, Miss Thing. And, you know, and no makeup, Alexis. Wash face, cunt.
Well, that's why you lost. You scared the money away.
I lost, Miss Thing, but all the boys and all the men that were sitting there just kept saying, you know, I want her to win. Let her win. No makeup.
You sitting up there with double D's on your chest. Of course they're going to say, let her win. It's only out of respect.
Wash face.
From the neck down, Kelly, from the neck down, you are kind. Girl, that mug is just not bad.
Miss Thing, wash face cunt, Miss Thing. But, you know, I enjoyed myself, honey. I lost my $250. I lost $20 of Rodney money. But, you know, I had fun, you know. Then we went back upstairs, and it was what it was.
At least Kelly didn't see the ball.
Oh, Oh yeah, Rodney didn't even get to see the ball. We went. They came outside. We were standing outside. They came and said the ball is going to start. Rodney said, "Okay, I'm going to go downstairs to get me another drink because the bar inside the ball was closed." By the time Rodney came back, the ball was over.
Wow. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Baby, okay. It was a mess. It was saying the kids didn't get their coin.
Made history with the fastest ball in ballroom history that happened. Because, you know, some don't happen, but that, they had all the categories and everything. So it was the fastest ball timed.
In 6 minutes, ballroom history, that ball went down in motherfucking history, baby. It was 6 motherfucking minutes, and the ball was done. LSS and all 11 categories was done in 6
minutes.
In
6
minutes? Alexis, let me tell you, okay? This is what happened, right? They call LSS. I'm going to tell you because Rodney wasn't there, so he can't tell you. They called LSS, okay? They said it was 4 judges, okay? The 4 judges got up there. They had like 12 or 11 seats with gift bags. Baby, I went through all the gift bags. Me and Lady separated. Me and Mother Lady Blondick separated all the liquor that they had in the gift bags and put it all in our gift bags. By the time we did that, they called a couple of categories. I went into my gift bag and got my my box of fish out. By the time I opened my fish and I finished my box of fish, the ball was over.
Lord.
Rodney came back in, and we were sitting on the stage. We sitting at the foot of the stage doing the aftermath.
No, it was actually during Vogue Film when I got
back.
Oh,
well, yeah, Rodney came back in right at the Vogue Film part. And then we started the aftermath, and it was over.
Kelly, the girls gave me you were eating 3 fishes at a time. Is that true?
No, I was eating one fish. I was eating one fish at a time, London. So
Kelly,
tell the girls
I've never
to stop
seen
trying
you eat one or nothing at a time, girl.
I was eating one fish at a time, and say so the girls want to sit here and try. But that's how fast the ball was. Was a fucking who's calling my house for? It was a fucking mess. It was a real mess, honey. It was just horrible.
It was shout out to Nefertiti. Love you too. In the chat room.
It was horrible. It was a mess. Money.
So how much did Miss Singh get for the $500 category?
I think they said they gave him $100.
Yeah, they say he got 100.
Lord, hold my mule while I shop.
But I would like to say it was James and my first time like in Atlantic City. So James actually went to the casino. That was his first time, like, going in the casino. So he played the slot machine. He played, like, the little dollar machine. He said he lost a little bit. And then he got up and came over there and sat with us. And then the lady, the one of the managers at the table, started being rude with James. So, you know, that was the episode.
Oh, yes, it was, baby. It was about it, what I tell you, honey. Baby, James and Rodney together, baby, it would have went down up in that motherfucking casino, baby. It was a key, though, honey. That lady got the you got to get up and get that playing. So the James got up, and then the cunt sat down, and her boyfriend was standing behind. It was, ooh, baby, it was about to go down in that casino.
James told her, James said, the lady just said, if you're not playing, you got to get up. So, ma'am, you need to get up. You know, mind you, she was white, and James got up. The lady came over there and said, James, you got to get up. So James, you know, he said, okay, I understand, whatever. So he got up, but then... you know, this white lady came and sat right down. I called the manager back over. And I said, excuse me, miss, does this apply to everyone? She said, yes. So I tapped the lady on her shoulder and I said, ma'am, you need to move.
Honey.
We're playing here.
Baby. It was a mess. But that's what happened in Atlantic City.
How much people was at the ball?
Say it again.
How much people was at the ball?
How much did he win at the ball?
It was about, you know, how many people was at the ball? I think it was about 30.
Yeah.
It was about 30 people.
Matt.
Yeah, it was about 30 people. The cunts didn't want to give out no money, Miss Thing. They wasn't trying to pay. They wasn't trying to pay the people that was hired for the ball, honey. They had the cunts up in the corner. The girls had the entranceway blocked so they wouldn't sneak, and they kept passing that Puma bag back and forth to each people, honey, bitch, and they was not trying to give out no coins because nobody did not come to the ball, baby. But like I told Rodney when I was me and Rodney was walking out, they lucky they didn't have the right girls there. Because if they would have had the right girls there, Miss Thing, those four cunts would have got their ass whooped.
Especially if somebody walked and won the category, they own their money.
All the categories, it was $500 for that grand prize, and all the rest of the categories was $100. And the other three people that walked didn't even get their $100 either.
Oh, no. They would have to give me mine.
Okay. Baby, it was a mess, honey. Hold on. We got some callers. Let's see what they got to say. 347-272, you're live on the air. 347-272, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller is 267-902. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
Who is it?
How do you know my number by now?
Girl, you call it on the regular, baby. You know, when you're a professional host, mistaken, the girls call in. You know, we automatically know the girls' numbers. You call in on the regular.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I have my number. Hi,
Ronnie.
How are you, Ronnie?
And is the 4th of July over?
Huh?
The
4th. Kelly, I'm really upset. I was just on the other show. Alexis was on there, and she voted for you for overall legendary. What was it, female?
It was something like that. Fem Queen Realness of All Time.
Oh, Alexis, you're on here.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
And Kelly, I called because I wanted to vote for you too. And like, Milan.
Well, what were you mad about? You just said you were mad about something. Because
Milan put me on hold, and then he put me back on, and the categories were already over. But my whole thing is, Kelly, like, what's the T? Are you Mother Couture, Mother Mizrahi, or Mother Khan? I need to know.
Who is this calling in?
Baby, let me tell you something.
I'm talking to my girlfriend, Kelly, because I need to know, whatever house she's in, that's where I'm going.
Whatever decision that I do decide to make,
yeah,
my sister will be the first person to know, and everybody else would have to wait until I make my until I debut.
Well, I'm calling in, bitch. I'm your sister. Hello.
My two sisters.
I know. Jasmine, right? She would know first.
Jasmine, and then I will let my sister Alexis know,
Alexis
and everybody
know.
Else would have to wait until I decide to debut.
But how are you going to get in the house with Kelly? Don't you got to get voted in? Shut up, child. I'm talking to Kelly. So what if they come walk realness and they tell you to sell your hands at the bar to see if you're real? It's only got four fingers. You know how the girls tell their hands are soft. Imagine a judge on the panel. Oh, hi.
Can you imagine?
Throw four fingers up there.
Can you imagine?
Because I got top of that.
Nicole, why do you come up here and just let them make a mockery out of you? Why do that to yourself?
No, you know what it is, baby. Do you think I care?
Nicole, let me ask you a question. And I'm just in all honesty. Do you like when people attack you?
Lexi, listen. You know, like, I'm going to get attacked, you know, especially now, like, because that's the thing to do. But what am I going to do? Cry over it, or I'm going to kiki over it, right?
I mean, because it's like you be glutton for punishment sometimes.
Yes,
How's the glutton for punishment? Because they're going to get me now no matter what, so what am I supposed to do?
They
get her on the street. They get her everywhere. Why not get her on the radio?
They don't get me on the street, baby. I'm not going to even go there. But anyway, Kelly, like, I wish I would have known you was in Atlantic City. We could have really played some blackjack together. We could have made some money.
Well, I did make some money at first. I doubled my money, and then
why did you give it back? You should have fucking quit.
I did as well, but listen to Marcus.
You
hold on. Jay said you're live on the air.
Yeah, Hi, Rodney. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi,
this is the
I'm glad you enjoyed your birthday. No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing anything. I just can't. I fell asleep on one show. I will not do it tonight. Listening to Nicole. I'm not going
to
do it.
Why
I took
you
a nap.
To
I took my
name?
Nap purposely so that I could hear what really happened this weekend. And right now, I'm listening to Miss Piggy. If I wanted to watch the Muppets, I would cut on the TV. Now,
that's
please.
Terrible.
Now, please. Please. Switchboard, get rid of her. This, you're right, it's not Tuesday, but it's not Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and she don't ever have a night. Y'all give this girl too much. She's gotten too much attention. The girl, don't you got a KKK rally to go to?
But don't make me that.
You don't like us spoons and jigaboos and niggas as you and black bitches, but you call us.
Now listen, Kiana, listen to me. Kiana called me tonight, okay? And I
girl, I don't want
to
know about who called you. I wouldn't care if
Kelly.
Rick Ross called you. Girl, bye.
Cause he's
please
above.
Hang up.
Listen,
Kiana don't got no swag. So,
bitch,
London.
You about as relevant as the bitch that was in the closet when Vicky Gotti got fucked. Now hang up the phone.
Oh my god!
Oh
y'all, it's not.
Are we
clean back?
Nicole, hold on. I'm gonna put you on hold, Nicole.
We gotta come back to you,
Nicole. If you got anything to say, Nicole, press one because now since Jason has opened the door. Honey, baby, let's talk about this motherfucking reading session with Milan versus John Neese, honey. And then Vicky Gotti.
Maybe we can bring her on so she can, you know, give us her part since we can hear her part.
John Neese, if you're out there and you're listening, I know you don't get a chance to, you know, say your version of the stories and things, but definitely if anybody's by John Neese or knows her number, please call her and tell her that we're trying to get her on the line because we would definitely like to hear her version of the story of what happened, Miss Thing, because then Vicky Gotti was added into it, how Vicky Gotti was fucked and smutted out in the closet and all types of things. It was just, why y'all keep getting it?
Kelly.
Maybe they were shooting the Mr. Big and R. Kelly video for Clyde creeping in the closet.
Kelly, you're not going to talk about my grandchild. Hold on, let me get her on the line.
Who?
Vicky.
Oh, wait, no, get Vicky on the line. I want Johnice on the line, too. So if somebody got Johnice's number, get Johnice's number, get Johnice on the line. And if somebody wants to get Milan on the line, because I want to know where did all of this come from, because I thought Johnice and Milan was just the best of girlfriends.
Wait, I have Johnice's ad. Her ad is right here. I have her number on her ad. You want it?
Show it to me, London, so I can call her.
London, I'm a fuck you.
Maybe Milan wanted a piece of the pie.
Oh, is that what it is? You think he wanted to say, Jiggy Jaw, give me that dick, Jiggy Jaw, give me that dick?
Yes, and maybe Jigga Jai wasn't trying to share none of the 4th of July cake.
Right, so until they call in, did Pony really get fucked raw by Romeo?
Yes, that's definitely true.
Pony, are you serious?
Yes, Pony was Pony was definitely in secret, and he did not keep it no secret that he was getting fucked in the bathroom at the club.
No, and he got all that meat. Lord have mercy.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, hey, that's what happened when, you know, when...
That was one raw secret.
Yes. It was, you know, maybe...
Him and Deshaun was cutting up.
We can't get a Garcon representative to call in, damn. Because I would have asked Marcus to call in because, you know, the Garcons are so, you know, upscaled. And for Pony to do some D-list type of shit like this, you know. I know the Garcons listen to the show, but they're not allowed to, you know, partake and, you know, and respond in what goes on the show. But they are allowed to listen to the show, but they're not allowed to respond to the things that go on.
Yeah.
So... for,
oh,
you know.
So they can't respond on this show, but they can respond on other shows.
Oh, they can?
Marcus called into the A-list.
Oh.
But when he's defending his character, he's allowed to call in. But as far as just debating ballroom negativity or different things of that nature, he's not allowed to talk.
Tell him
to call in because the rumors going around he was sucking dick on the H train.
if it is something that needs to be spread out by the House of Garcon, Shannon has designated me as the go-between, so she will text me all the information that's needed to be put out to the public, and I'll definitely give it to you guys if Shannon texts me.
Yeah, I'm going to need her to text.
I had something to say. You know, you think about different houses, and when you think about a house name, you think about the different performers and stuff. But when the name Garcon comes to me, it takes me to the collection bar when Fred got the shit slapped out of her.
Oh, my God.
And
come
I watch
on,
it every...
Yes.
I'm old. I'm sorry. But still, I rise.
But it's just a mess. But maybe when Johnny's calling, you know, we can get to the bottom of that. But I'm just gagging. Miss A, that he was getting fucked in the club, Miss A, baby.
They said
when security pulled them out the store that he was butt-ass naked. They had to clear the bathroom for him to get dressed and to escort him and the porn star Romeo out the club. And Romeo was fucking. Romeo had him bent over the bathroom stall, the toilet, fucking him raw.
Oh, this is in what city? What city, Kelly?
This is in New York. This is on New York, and this is on New York on 27th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue at Club Secret, the little hot box,
oh.
Rodney. It's about the size of my apartment.
I'm in the secrets. I know you.
Yeah,
about
it's about the size for all the girls that don't know. And but it's about the size of my motherfucking apartment, Miss Thing, with 300 girls in it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Now, that's a lot of germs to be held down on the toilet.
Yes, Alexis. I'm dead serious, Alexis. By the time you walk in there, let me tell you, let me give you the rundown of this club, Alexis. You can, bitch, you could have just left your house, Alexis, and you could have curled your motherfucking hair, bitch. Your hair could have been curled all day, Miss Thing, up at your pin curls, Miss Thing. Makeup on, sitting and everything with your makeup on. By the time you walk in there and get halfway through the club, Miss Thing, your hair is bone straight, Miss Thing, and all your makeup is on your motherfucking shirt. And you was only in the club for 5 minutes.
It is very hot and small. It is very small.
It's a mess, Mistake. But I'm gagging. Why he couldn't go uptown to his apartment, Mistake, and get slayed, Mistake? Was the girl stoned or something, Mistake? Or that dick must be had to be good, Mistake.
Did he get a chance to nerve?
Like Nefertiti was saying, secret bathrooms have, like, door compartments. Like, you have to actually open the door. So when the security gets out of waiting on someone to open the door, and they opened it by themselves, because, you know,
yes,
like private stalls.
Yeah, they have private bathrooms that you go in. But, you know, secrets, the line be long for the bathroom.
Yes,
and I guess
yes.
They must be was taking too long in the bathroom, and they went up in there, Miss Thing, and whoever was the girls that was outside, Miss Thing, I'm not going to put the girls' names out, that was out in front of the bathroom when they came out, but it was definitely two Milans in front of the bathroom. It was definitely Ebony in front of the bathroom. It was definitely a Garcon standing in front of the bathroom also when they pulled them out the bathroom.
Hold on, let me take
Bloody.
This
Maya,
someone
said,
go ahead,
Rodney.
That's where the girls making snow at back in by the bathroom. Other girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Maya, someone said stop before your room at the Marriott. The security is being alerted right now.
In Times Square.
Tell Dante to stop trying me.
Now, who you said was out there, Kelly?
What he said?
Who you said was out there?
They said it was two Milans, it was an Ebony, and it was a Garcon. A Milan Butch Queen, a Milan Femme Queen, and the Ebony Butch Queen, and the Garcon Butch Queen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is Romeo
a dancer at the club?
Romeo is a porn star, they said.
He was there visiting, or he was just.
I'm going to have to go to my Vista and find him.
Honey. Well, if you look in London Tea Party, honey, it's a picture of him and Pony up together.
Ten people witnessed this.
Oh, it was 10. Well, I only got those 4 because I know those 4.
Oh, okay. You know a couple of more on this list, but okay.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Is the list publicized?
You know, a lot of things going on in VIP.
Oh, okay. I'll check momentarily.
Yes, baby. It's just a mess. They're saying I'm gagging. Honey.
Love of tea, Lord. Jesus, what the girls want to do for a piece of tea.
Miss so, Alexis, because I fell asleep, maybe you can answer this question for me. Why were there helicopters in L.A. at that ball?
That's a regular.
That's L.A.
Right.
That's L.A. period. After the ball is over, they so used to Divine when she was back in her ghetto days in Duke shooting the balls up and stuff, honey. So after the ball is over, honey, you know they have the helicopters out there. Honey.
Divine Cavalli.
Yes, when she used to shoot it up and hunt, and Duke would shoot, bitch, and, you know, they gets it in, honey, so they have the helicopters up. But I was gagging at the cops was Mason and everything, and the girls were just standing around.
I saw that. I was like, wow.
I haven't looked at the video. Is that what's going on in the video?
Yes.
Okay.
They were coughing and everything, and I was like, what the hell? She was like, there was the police was spraying Mace and everything.
Well, baby, I think I'm going to have to tip out tomorrow to Vogue Nights because I think something might be going down at Vogue Nights tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, yes, honey.
Bring your camera. Make sure you bring your camera.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna bring my camera. I got to hit my friend up and find out if he's in town, Miss Thing, because I heard the girls are supposed to be getting a smackdown really soon, honey.
Ooh.
Getting pop.
Yes, honey, the girls are supposed to be getting pop. Well, so who won the $1,000?
For what?
Let me see. The category was win at the end of the night. And I think in L.A. Are you talking about L.A., darling? Are you talking about L.A. Love? They want to know who won. Yes, who won $1,000 in L.A.?
Some Chanel.
Some Chanel. What category was it?
If you're talking about the performance category, it was the Chanel that won it.
It was a lottery thing. What happened with the lottery thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. We don't know.
We don't know. If anybody from L.A. is out there and you're on the phone lines, please call in and tell us what happened at the ball, Miss Thing. I want to know what... The E missing, and how did y'all feel? I got to give a big shout out to my girlfriend, Tanae from Atlantic City, honey. Tanae Labati, honey. Definitely got to give a big shout out to her. She was definitely up in the motherfucking building.
Yeah,
bitch, at the ball.
Definitely shout out to Tanae.
Yeah, shout out to Tanae. Shout out to Season LaCroix. Shout out to Michi LaCroix. To Mother Erica King LaCroix. You know, who else was up in the building?
Little
James Caan, Anthony, X that. Now,
I'm glad you just said that.
Oh, so hold on, wait, Uncle. So he is a Revlon now?
Oh, he wouldn't come out as a Revlon, but that's the last thing I heard that he was supposed to be a Revlon.
So he's not a Revlon anymore.
Oh, not no more. So now ex-Revlon, now 007.
Right.
Oh, wow.
There was a conference call amongst the leaders of Prodigy, Khan, Ebony, and Revlon.
I can imagine what that phone call was like.
Those houses have decided that he is off-limits. So maybe Herrera or the other houses would be a better fit. No controversy with Khan, Revlon, Prodigy, or Ebony.
Whoa.
With Anthony? Yeah, how y'all just blacklist that man like that?
If they did that, if they did that with Anthony, it's a lot of other bitches out there. They need to do that. What?
What? Nothing, girl. Go ahead. Carry on.
You know, it's
Kelly,
a lot of.
You mean they should?
Not the clap.
What was you saying, London?
No, I was saying you mean they should do that to you because one day you're couture, the next day you're not. You're Mizrahi.
Baby, I'm Kelly. Okay? One minute I'm Kelly, one minute I'm Kelly, and I'm going to always be Kelly.
I love that.
Okay? At the end of the day, I keep telling the girls, I'm just like motherfucking Tina Turner. I worked hard for my motherfucking name. Y'all can have everything else. But at the end of the day, I'm going to walk out of here with this motherfucking name, Kelly, and it's going to stand strong.
Actually, that's not the name you're
going to
walk out here with, but...
Girl, you always try this thing, okay? She's always trying it, honey. God, daddy. Baby, but this is just a mess.
Where's Janet Jackson protege at? Like.
So, Kelly, you going down to Atlanta for the 1,000?
Atlanta for the 1,000?
Yeah.
I'll be in Atlanta. I'll get there. I leave Thursday. I'll be there Friday, honey. I'll be in the chair getting my hair done Friday afternoon, honey. We leaving together, but no, I'm not walking for the 1,000. Why would I?
What you mean, why would you?
Why would I?
This is $1,000.
It's $1,000. The next time I walk in Atlanta is when I'm going to come out and I'm going to spank the girl's ass.
Oh, you're talking about when you said you want to see,
I didn't say I want to see anybody. They said they want to see me.
I got it backwards. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They want to see me.
Let me call and find out, because I don't think that's true, Kelly.
Which one are you talking about, Shay Shay or Rose?
Shay Shay.
I don't know. She said she wanted to see me.
Really? Let me call.
Yeah, she came on the radio last week.
Somebody came on the show.
Where was I when that happened?
Maybe you was on vacation. She came on the show, and she said she wanted to see me.
you was in school, Alexis. You was...
Oh, that must when I called in late.
Yeah, you called in late, Eddie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you know, I'll be in Atlanta. I would definitely be in Atlanta. I'm definitely not coming to play with the girl. So you know, I'll definitely be there, Eddie. I'm never afraid of a challenge.
But I don't know, girl. Miss Butter might pull some tricks out of the bag for you that night.
Well, now that the girls can have time to take in, you know, adequately, prepare for that night, Miss Thing, you know. Now, since they know they want me, so, you know, I guess the girls will definitely be up on their regimen and getting it together to make sure it's definitely on point.
Cool.
But you know, I'm always on my regiment, not just for a ball. I'm just always on it.
Can we get Janet Jackson on the phone?
I don't know where Johnny's is at. Nobody has her number. We need to get her on the phone. What's her number?
That ad number doesn't work for
her. Baby, because, you know, I would have called her, honey.
Our ad number, y'all are
fierce. Wow. We call everybody else calls the girls off their ad, Miss Thing. Why we can't?
Where's Vicky M. Gotti? Maybe she's listening.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, Vicky, get on and let it know.
She can't. Vicky doesn't do shows and things. She told me, you know, she's too busy laid up with her wife, Tiffany.
Vicky's in Virginia. She's not in Atlanta.
She's in Virginia now. Oh, she's not in Atlanta with Tiffany anymore.
She's with her other boo.
Who? Who's her other boo, Maya?
Yeah.
I heard. Well, somebody just told me that Vicky Gotti is on her way to Philadelphia to see Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, word, Cardi.
Which Nicole?
Huh?
Who's the Bella?
Yeah.
Who's the Bella?
How could she best to go?
But if she's listening, please get the four fingers. I hope she has the first
saying their name is like saying Beetlejuice. You don't want to say it too many times.
Why?
Because she's coming. Do not let her leave.
Imagine rolling on three pills and you fall asleep and that bitch just popping your face like bend over.
Oh, well, I'm bringing my girlfriend on. My girlfriend has another topic that she wanna that she wants to talk about. Hello.
Hello.
That was her intro. Naima, you're live on the air.
What's up?
Oh, so
my Lord.
Let's talk about it because it's a lot.
Number.
You know, before Naima's talk about what she want to talk about, let me just, open up the topic. You know, it's a lot of bitches running around here, Miss Thang, and I'm getting sick and tired of it, Miss Thang. It's a lot of bum-ass bitches running around here with fake-ass Christian Louboutins, Miss Thang, girl.
Ooh.
Oh, my fucking God. Can we talk about these fake Christian Louboutins that these children are running around the streets with, Miss Thang? It's bitches all over in New York City, Miss Thang, in L.A., Chicago, Florida, Atlanta, Miss Thang. All of these bitches are running around with fake Christian Louboutins, Miss Thang. Bitches want to be posting up pictures of Louboutins and all types of shit, Miss Thang, and can't even spell Louboutin.
Do we have to go through this again, please?
Wait, can we get a hand clap? Can we get the hand clap? Because Naima's not calling in from the computer. She has a phone.
Dolly. Dolly.
Yes.
Oh, Kelly, I just got an inbox
I'm
saying that.
I'm getting ready to send you a phone number to call.
Okay.
Kelly, I just got an inbox saying that Rose and Shayshay are not the only two big girls that you would have to be worrying about for face from the House of Chanel.
Rose and I'm not worried about anybody. We're saying the girls
I'm
are
just,
what,
I'm
the girls,
just delivering
it seems like
message.
It's wait, hold on. It's not no attack on you. It seems like the girls is worried about me. I'm the hot bitch.
Bitch, you not that.
I'm not, Miss Thang, baby. However, the girls might take my wins and my punking the girls, I got my wins. It doesn't matter.
They say
well,
you're not about
I
this
have
life.
I have a topic.
What's
now
the topic?
Wait, is this you, Kelly Harrison? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me,
what?
Kelly Harrison. But inbox it to Kelly Couture because that's what I'm on right now.
Okay.
So now, Ema, did you ever see about the pizza tray that you yacked at your house and he didn't want to leave?
You're not gonna make this about me. We do that on Tuesday.
The deaf boy.
Oh, is that Naima?
Naima, you fucked the deaf boy from the village?
Again.
In the alleyway.
Did he have to use Morse code to say I'm coming?
No, he write it down on paper.
So wait a minute, Naima, the tea I got wasn't wrong. Did you take it? So the deaf boy that she was in the alley with that took the dick. Yeah.
I wasn't in no alley with no deaf boy. Who told you that?
Ooh.
I'm going to send it to Kelly Harrison because I don't see Kelly Couture no more.
Okay.
Naima.
Let me go log on over there.
But wait a minute. We'll save that for Tuesday, Naya. But I want to talk about that that person who walked with them sneakers and stuff that they got posted up. And they said that person won. I don't know. They said it's an Escada.
Well, this is my thing with the sneaker versus sneaker category. At the end of the day, like they said, it's not a label category. So regardless if it was fake or not, I mean, well, Marcus won with Marcus, right?
Right.
Yeah, with the PR, what is it, PR, what were they? Oh, shit. I can't remember the name of them. But somebody Hardee's, Pierre Hardee's or something like that.
Oh, wait, hold on, honey. I got Johnny's number, honey. We about to get Johnny's on the line, honey.
Since we have Alexis and Naima on the line. You know, Marcus sent me the tea of you guys' argument over the weekend. This is too much to read. What's going on?
Oh, I'm going to say hello, Naima, and hello, Rodney.
Hey, Naima.
Well, I wasn't aware of
the number
no,
or code you have
Naima,
dialed is incorrect.
On his phone.
Please check the number or code and try again.
El número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto.
Wait, hold on.
Por favor,
think...
verifique el número o código y intente de nuevo.
She kept calling
message
Jenna,
seven.
And Jenna got her phone
switch
cut.
008.
Let me try one more time, honey. I think her number might be off.
That was Judy. The message sounded like Mortal Kombat.
So, Alexis, you weren't aware of any argument.
The number or
no,
code
I wasn't
you have
aware
dialed
of no
is incorrect.
That we had.
Please check the number or code and try again.
Her number is off.
El número o código que
Now, if there was an argument, I wasn't aware of it, so since somebody keep me, like, inform me of what happened...
Clear the lines. Hold on. They told me to clear the lines. Hold on. I'm clearing the lines. I'm sorry if I don't know your number. I'm sorry. I have to get rid of you. So that's why you need to be a frequent caller so I can remember
yeah.
your number. And I can save your name by your number, by your your area code and your three digits. But the lines have just been cleared, honey. So now we can get some other callers on, honey. That's going to talk. Because you girls are just listening. I don't have time for you girls to just listen. So I'm going to clear the lines down and get some other callers on here.
Well,
okay,
I would just like to give a shout out to the people in the chat room, Mr. Man.
Well, I guess it was.
Okay, the lines are clear. The lines are clear.
Naima, did I sleep with you last night?
You said what?
Did I sleep with you last night?
No, why you ask me that?
Because you have yet to say hello, but it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, hello,
Jason. I know you got all those many, many husbands, but damn.
Oh, my God. Y'all not going to see this. I didn't come over here for this. But, oh, wait a minute. So, Alexis, you said that the sneaker versus sneaker is not a label category?
No, it's not.
That's correct. She's right.
It's not a label category.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. Of all of this time, I always thought it was. You know what?
No,
I thought that wasn't a label category. Was
hotwear,
footwear.
No. Footwear, sneaker versus sneaker is not a label category because you have people who will take Air Force Ones and bedazzle them out and they walk with them. It's not a label category.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, this is Sheba.
Mm. What's
going
on?
Hello, Heba Glenn.
Oh, girl.
What's going on, Sheba? You're live.
Please get shitty out. Sheba's gone.
Okay, Sheba's gone.
Thanks.
Is that what y'all wanted me to clear the lines for?
He didn't ask you to clear for that.
No, somebody said clear the lines in the tea party, honey, and I cleared the lines for that.
So, wait a minute, let me ask you this.
Okay. I hope it hung up on the call.
Rodney or Alexis, one of y'all, or even Kelly. Okay, so if sneaker versus sneaker is not a label category, then what about, and you said how and footwear is not a label category. Now, what about foot, eye, and bag? That's a label category, right?
Yeah, that's a label category.
That's a label category.
But I know this bitch in Brooklyn, Miss Saint, that thinks she's fab, Miss Saint, with all these Christian Louboutins, Miss Saint. But, you know, she's not.
Not too much to my nephew.
Okay. It's saying, because, you know, the girls was just killing me, Miss Saying, how they want to post, you know, old videos up and all their collections of shoes and things, Miss Saying, girl, you know, it's just too much.
Bye.
It's saying, you know. The girls be feeling it, Miss Saint. You know, the girls be feeling it, Miss Saint, because, you know, they got over 13 pair of Christian Louboutins, and they be feeling it, Miss Saint, you know. How nobody don't know me saying that's not an exclusive sneaker that child got made, Miss Saint. Christians do make custom made shoes, Miss Saint.
Well, supposedly, the receipt is coming out.
Account number 567.
But don't girls make receipts?
784.
Oh, well, now, bitches, if this make receipts, now I'm just sorry.
Tasha, you're live on the air.
Here we go.
Father Christian Louboutin, you're live on the air. Okay, how you know that child sneaker is not real and he ain't getting them custom made?
Listen, I'm not getting into all that because I don't really care less what he's wearing, but I seen that post three times, and, you know, I commented, and it was not a real, I don't know, I don't really know if it's a real sneaker, but in my opinion, it's not, because every email, every sneaker that come out comes through my email, and those didn't come through my email. I'm just sorry. I don't give a fuck who they want to say is a sneaker villain, and they got it confirmed by them. That person don't even have them. So kick fucking rocks, really.
So, nephew.
Yes.
It's like two or three different people is rocking them. So, you're saying they got the phony collection made up where the people are buying the phony ones?
Yes, because if, Ronnie, now, if that's an exclusive pair, every pair that I have is $1,000 to $2,500, $2,900. So, why wouldn't I have that pair if they came out? I would have seen them.
Oh,
I would have got them.
I don't know,
your craft wasn't good enough.
No, I don't do craft, baby. But my cash always pump. You know it. I'm pretty sure you see me rocking my cash and spending it.
When you become a VIP with us buying exclusive stuff from different stores, they automatically send you an email or, you know, a newsletter saying this is coming out with certain stores, sneaker stores like my son, Carlos and Tyshawn and all of them. They always keep the newsletters and different stuff. So I definitely can vouch for that.
And you can't do that. And you can't do that with Craft Maya.
No, and I know that too, because the Christian Libertine and Fifth app calls me personally, the white girl Emily, who's the senior administrator in the store, and I thank you. And my craft is good.
The manager Yasmin. So baby, what are you saying? Because the manager, she might work in corporate, but I know the bitch that run the store. So what up?
And I can oversee shipment from Paris. It doesn't bother me.
You said those sneakers that Chad had on is at the window. Oh, those are the Louboutins by Payless?
Yeah, they're in the window. They came out already, yeah.
Oh, so that's why you need to get the email, Tasha. Those are Christians by Payless.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm more for Christians. The girls gonna see me in my new sneaker, and then it's gonna be a new trend. It's gonna be another one, cause this is a dope motherfucking sneaker that I'm bringing out. And y'all see it soon, everybody.
Yeah, the girls really turn Christian Louboutin into urban streetwear.
Yeah,
it's not giving me high fashion no more, because you see, you don't know if they're real, you don't know if they're fake, Miss Thing, and every motherfucking nigga on the street corner is wearing them now. So it's really becoming urban streetwear, honey. It's no longer a high fashion piece.
Yeah, and then
speaking of
urban streetwear, that's
labeled
too, or is it high fashion streetwear is labeled?
High fashion streetwear is labels.
So,
Naima, as long as you've been in the ballroom scene, Naima, you don't know this, Miss Dang?
That's why she got kicked out of the ball and seen the ball so damn tall. That's why she's so confused. Sorry, Naima, I just had to kick off.
Oh, so that's why she got kicked out of the high family?
Now,
first,
you tried
it, Alexis. I didn't say nothing.
That did not come from Alexis.
Girl, the girls always quit to blame me for some shit, champ.
That came from Robbie. Sorry,
you might have to take off for a minute. I'm back.
Y'all are so weird. I pay attention, but I really don't pay attention to those categories like that. I really pay attention to, like, the Vogue. And the film queen phase, and the real
and the sex
and
siren.
Right. Right. I don't really look
looking at Santonio
stuff.
Revlon.
You want that try him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you were stressing yourself out thinking Kelly was sleeping with him.
Oh my god!
The tease is coming out in this.
Calling my phone every day from a girl. You think she out there with Santonio for real, girl?
I still on the line. No, but I'll just be chilling. Like, I'm not even on Christians no more. We doing something new for the summer. This summer and winter is something new. You can't do Christians no more. You see too many people buying them. It's just like everybody got a Gucci belt and a Louis Vuitton belt. Now, you really think these bum bitches got all these Louis Vuitton belts and Gucci belts? That's why I don't wear them. I wear my regular motherfucking
what kind of belt I got right now. I don't even know what kind of belt I got. But, you know, I do have them in my collection, but I don't even wear them belts because everybody have them. You'd be like, damn, are they real? The bummiest bitch, y'all tell me, everybody on this phone, y'all haven't seen the bummiest bitch in a Louis Vuitton or a Gucci belt?
Yeah. Hi, Sean.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Sean.
And you'll be like, how the fuck she get that? That's a bum bitch.
Hi, Sean.
Yes. Hi, Alexis.
Hi. Who is Michael Nidius?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they on the post?
I just got off the phone, 20-minute phone call with Michael Nidius, and, well, Google him if you are unfamiliar. And, well, shaking my head, I want to do Ferrari Beckham, Eric Beckham, Marcus Robinson Beckham, and Tyshawn Johnson know him because he said, I don't know who that
is.
That's what Milan just posted. I tried to Google him, and ain't nothing come up. Let's see images.
Well, speaking of Milan, they say they
you said Michael Nidius?
Yeah, Nidius.
Nidius?
Yeah, N-I-D-I-O-U-S.
It's not O-U-S. I think it's N-I-D-A-I-D-U-S.
So who now? So what is
that the guy who made the Muffet Babies? What the fuck is that symbolize?
Oh,
Milan. Can we get him on this line? What does that symbolize? Because this is a person, he made the Muffets. What does that have to do with anybody's shoes?
I don't know.
Dude, let me get on Facebook.
And it's Tyshawn. Are you on the London Tea Party?
Maybe
no.
Because that shoe was so busy, it gives you Muppet tea.
I'm not in
I just
right
I just took a picture of the shoe and posted it for you, so you can see Mother Please No Games. And I thank you.
Let me see.
Oh.
London Tea Please Party.
Those you admire?
Yes, they are. I know that's the cover. And
okay.
I thank you.
London Tea Party. Let me go to London. Okay, here we go. Number 7. Oh, that's what you're giving? That's your collection?
Sure is.
Oh, I seen that on the Google Images as well. So if that's your collection, you must have posted
Google,
on Google.
But if you have
it's
Google,
on Google
I can personally
images.
But if you have okay.
It's the fourth picture on Google Images. So stop playing like those are your
shoes. No, it's not.
Okay.
If you have Uber, listen, if you have Uber, you can inbox my your Uber. We can Uber, and I can personally walk you through my closet.
And you know why? You know why I know that's not yours? Because the picture comes up small. A bitch with a fab computer, your picture's coming up big. I'll be able to zoom in. I have an iMac.
No,
I'm zooming
I
in,
posted it from
and
my
they're
cell
very
phone,
small, baby.
That's
nah,
not
no.
on Google.
Cell
and
phones
I'm sorry.
Come up big as well. Am I
no,
correct? Everyone
I'm
on
sorry.
Here.
No,
am I correct?
I'm sorry.
When you post a picture, when a bitch click on it, don't it come up as a big image?
It doesn't
Bye.
Matter. We can get on Uber,
okay.
And I can show
baby,
you.
Baby, I don't get on Uber. I don't care what your shoe collection is. You got, it look like bricks that they sitting on. I
oh, hold on, hold on, hold on,
like
hold
brick.
On. Hold on. One of my girlfriends just hit me up, and she just said in my inbox, she just said, it's a shoe repair place at Rockefeller Center that specialized in painting red bottoms to look like Christian Louboutins.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. But, Alexis, I see a video of you voguing nude. Is that you?
Oh.
Yes, it's me.
Go all.
Any more questions, London?
No, no more questions. Let's get back to Urban Streetwear, you know.
Okay, then. Thanks.
Yeah.
Girl.
She cannot take it.
Naima, why you keep cackling, Naima? Naima,
I just want the girls to be ready to feel my wrath. That's all I have to say. Case closed.
Girl, it was a large day.
It sure is. I just want the girls to be ready.
It's a girl. Well, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Don't worry. The girls are going to gag. They're going to call me shady for real when I finish.
Baby, you already know who did that.
So are you storming the upcoming ball in your birthday suit? Or?
Yes, I will be there at the back.
Baby, hold on. Nicole, you're back on the air.
Oh,
come
God.
On.
Calm down.
You know.
You know, we have to take all our callers. She pressed what?
Okay.
No,
with one finger.
Still gonna put it back.
Come on, hey Jason, stop all that for real.
Girl, I don't talk to the KKK.
Okay, Kelly, I gotta go.
Me that, like, let me give my like.
No.
We don't have that much time.
No.
We only got nine minutes and fifty-two seconds.
I'll take two of it, Kelly. I'll take 2 minutes of it, okay? I'm the only boy Italian bitch.
Why do y'all do that to Nicole?
Because she is the weakest link.
Y'all should have do that to that lady. She's a sweetheart.
Kelly, she came for you. She calls you all kinds of names and stuff. And don't be
her friend. I don't care if the girls call me names. The girls have been calling me names for years. They're gonna continue to call me names. As long as the girls continue to talk about me, I'm doing something right. When they stop talking about me, I'm doing something wrong. So every bitch can talk about me. Bitch, Jesus Christ is talking about me.
Yes, so this topic of discussion, she said whatever house Kelly goes to, she's going. Who the fuck
that sounds like a stalker, if you ask me.
Who said to be
Mother Ninja Turtle, a.k.a. Nicole, needs to sit down.
That is a mess.
That is Mother Hemorrhoid Face. What are you talking about?
Oh, my Lord. Y'all is a mess. I don't know why the girls from L.A. ain't want to call in. Was they really upset?
Where is Janice?
Janice is in hiding, Miss Thang.
But how about this? Wouldn't she be at Vogue Nights? We definitely need to ask the mask.
So was she not at the ball? Well, we don't know. Nobody from L.A. is calling in.
Oh, she was. Oh, somebody said something. Didn't they say Milan said she was stranded in L.A. for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, she was stranded or something.
But you know, I don't understand how somebody's stranded someplace for 3 weeks.
But
if she's not, sleeping on the street, then she's not stranded.
How is she stranded and she's a Jackson?
She ain't going to the Weeby house.
But she.
but isn't she a Jackson?
Yeah, she is a Jackson. She should have been over at Weeby house.
Ruby got all them damn kids. She should have went to Latoya's.
No, she's more like a Jesse Jackson. She's a Jesse Jackson. She's not like a Janet.
Oh, so she was at the mall selling souvenirs at the stand in the mall?
Uh-huh.
That's what you're trying to say, Lardette?
No.
Yeah.
Someone did breaking news. They said she was at the L.A. Mall breakdancing for quarters in her sneaker. By the time the mall closed, her sneaker was halfway full.
Oh my God.
It was a lot of shoes to fill.
Bitch, y'all are a mess, Miss Thang. Y'all need to stop doing that to her, Miss Thang.
Did you see the ball the same night as Desmond?
Who cares?
Those people are so stupid.
Who cares? We all go to be in D.C. at Gagaween, honey. And then after Gagaween is over, honey, we hitting it on the bus back to New York for Allegria. So who cares?
I want to know. No tea. Oh, we can't do that. I was saying no tea on the captain, but I didn't want to get booted.
Booted for what? What was you going to say?
I wouldn't know that anybody found out who the captains.
I think the captains know who they are already.
But we don't know.
You're not supposed to know.
Maybe I think that you're going to, I don't think the captains are going to be revealed. I think because it's a Gagaween ball, so I think you're just going to have to go to the ball and you're going to find out who's the team captain and who on their team, and it's definitely going to be a Gaga. Ready?
Yeah.
No, baby, I'll be there.
Did you call that mother?
Someone said that Marco gets Anaya's ticket back to New York, or she's still in Chicago.
She's in Chicago with our cousin. Honey. For all the girls that's running around and saying that my cousin is stranded in Chicago, she's not stranded in Chicago, honey. She's out there with our other legendary cousin. Yeah. We know that.
So you're sitting in front of your computer.
So are we going to continue to go?
I looked at his computer
or?
And there was a video of 9 boys fucking him raw.
Fucking hoorah. Hello.
I will not. Why? Put it out there.
The black claw. The black claw.
Put it out there. You got the video?
They won't send it to me.
Did he ride the pony?
They got the video of Pony getting fucked?
I'm trying to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Mistake.
Hold my...
yeah, they was okay.
Hold my mute while I shout.
Oh...
So, Maya, if the person, let me ask you something, Maya. So, the person who came in from some channel or some alley, did they tell you what else they was doing when they was out?
Hold on, what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but they said they had class. They went back to the telly. But they went back, a femme queen came up at 3 o'clock in the morning to the telly. And that's when the phone was off.
So Maya, Naima, you're having people in alleyways?
No, I didn't have anybody in no alleyways. Maya made that up. Maya just tried to start it.
No, I didn't make it up.
No, Naima, you didn't even tell us about my friend that got beat up in the village.
Oh, God. He got beat up in the village?
The video was on my page.
It's on your page? I need to go and see it.
Well, put it in the tea room because I ain't see it and I don't feel like going to your page.
Now, you know what I keep at when is a thing on Facebook in the group.
Okay.
I see this video. So you and TJ was in the village until 5:30 in the morning the other night, Naima?
Oh,
yeah.
Me and TJ was there until like 8 in the morning.
What was y'all doing in the village all that time?
It was on the pier.
We were just hanging out. He wanted to come down because he hadn't really been to the village like that, and I was already out. So he called me, and he was like, well, where you at? And I said, I'm already in the city. So he came down to the city, and he saw all of the spectacles and the robots and the circus shows. And, you know, we had our popcorn and everything, and we watched the ants that was out there. There's a couple of videos that me and TJ made. I'm just having a hard time trying to upload it to Facebook because
you and TJ together is a deadly combination.
Oh my God! What?
That's why she was in the alleyway.
I wasn't in the alleyway.
And that's why.
So did Milan pay a D-list person to fuck him raw on video?
Ooh.
Give me the video.
But I'm just chasing. Where's the video of Milan getting backed? Come on.
Jason, you have the video?
I don't have that, but allegedly there was someone in his group that could confirm that it happened, but it's not on a videotape. It's on a computer.
Oof.
So she did see it, but she saw it secondhand through somebody else's phone. The post was put up but the post was taken down right after it was put up. So just to say,
I don't understand. You know, that's what kills me with these girls. That's what kills me with the girls that do radio show and host different things and stuff. When things come out about them and saying, it's like it's immediately deleted. Miss Saying, bitch, when pictures put up shit about me, bitch, I'll leave it up there. Miss Saying, bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Bitch.
What?
Stop that fucking lying.
What are you talking about?
Dude, get some shit taken down in a heartbeat.
I got that video to go down because that was about my relationship. That has nothing to do with it. But, bitch,
you say?
What did you say?
The power of Kelly, as you call it.
Oh, wow. You know. Wow, honey.
Well, Alexis, that video got taken. I blinked and your video was gone, too.
I sure did.
I
was trying to learn some things from that one.
London?
Oh! Now, do y'all hear my inbox going off? Because I don't want to repeat this in y'all, and the girls think I'm reading them.
Well, go ahead.
I just got an inbox. It says, Naima was out in the sunlight. Girl, flatlines.
So what the girl's trying to say?
They finished the message. They said the shade was under her chin.
What y'all trying to say? That Eva can't come outside in the daytime?
Listen, Kelly, the video was on my page now. I just reposted it. But no,
okay.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Hold on.
But after a night with the cheese pulling your hair it's and you
limb from my ass up. No, ma'am, she cannot.
Oh, wait, why is that coming up? Or are they coming up? I just reloaded your page. It's not coming up.
What lake? And hide under
London is over there chanting, honey.
Hide under the pillar.
Hold on, what was you chanting, London?
I'm going to tag you in
it. Naima, ain't no video on your page.
Yes, it is.
It is.
I'm Naima. I'm on your page right now, and I just hit refresh.
And
it's
I did, too.
I saw it.
Only while I don't see it, honey, I just hit refreshed.
I just tagged both of y'all in it. You and Jason in it.
So, hold on. London, you sound like you're a little jealous.
No, so you actually ate it for me. You was eating it.
Okay.
Did your sis not tell you she was actually recording?
No, she did not.
Alexis takes things out too, honey. You
I
know.
Sure do.
Hey, honey, that lady does not play, honey, baby. She removed posts immediately.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me hit.
I still found it, Kelly, tagged me. No.
I'm looking at the tag, Kelly. You logged in the wrong inbox, in the wrong profile, remember?
Well, Naima post. She must be posted it to Kelly. Kelly, what you call it?
She posted it to
Kelly.
She tagged Kelly Couture, and I'm looking at it.
Where you tagged me.
Well, I don't see it all by Kelly Couture, and I'm on Kelly Couture right now.
Well, bitch, go to her page. Oh, I hate y'all so bitches.
Go to my page, because everybody else.
Why we got to be slow, baby? I'm on Naima page, and I don't see it on her page.
And I'm on there as well, and I don't see nothing that she didn't tag me in.
Okay, the last thing I see on your page was an hour ago, ugly, I'm so glad that. That's the last thing I see on her page.
Is she using one of them ASA computers?
Said, wait a minute.
Listen, to the person that's inboxing me, listen, I don't know. You call and ask her.
Okay, somebody else then posted it in the tea party. Terrence posted it with TJ, son, Terrence Overseer, TJ, July 8th, 5:28 a.m. It's in the tea party now. Thank you, Ray, RJ.
No, but that's not the video, though.
That's not the fight that I'm talking about.
Not the fight.
You're about
fans
going
behind
us.
It's very nice out here. Yeah, I just see you.
Yeah, that's not the fight. That's not Ema and TJ being a mess on the village, acting like they back in the days, Miss Thing, like they was gonna go down that thing, like it used to be back in the day.
Let me cut this off. I don't need no tour of New York. I know where the World Trade Center used to be.
Honey.
I'm on your page now, Kevin. Let me see if I can post it on your page.
Yeah, just post it directly to my page, because I don't see it, honey. I don't see it, honey. Baby, did y'all see my sister Alexis' pictures with all the Banshee cunts from her school, Miss Thing?
No.
I'm thinking that she was real with the cunts. Huh? Baby, Alexis was thinking she was the cunts with all those cunts from her school.
Give me like 10 minutes and call me right back.
Ooh.
Right. Got something new for you. They call me the kitty. Now, what happened, Kelly?
Oh, no, I was just telling everybody they see your pictures on your page with you and all the cunts when you thought you was real.
Alexis, can you give me finger waves for, I don't know which ball, but I want finger waves.
Okay,
like,
that's fine.
Awesome. How much do you charge?
50.
I could take you to my girlfriend for 30.
Cabbage gathered for 12.
She gonna hook you a real nasty London. She gonna make you sit, honey. Alexis and all the mean girls from her school. Go to her page, Miss Thing, and look at Alexis with all the cards, Miss Thing. She look cunt from the neck down, Miss Thing. When you get up to the bottom part, Miss Thing. You get up to that top part, girl.
The girls get one side of their face clear, girl, and they want to be fair, mistake. Keep it cute.
Well, you know, I got to get it together. I got to get it together for Shay Shay.
Yes, ma'am, because Butter is not going to play with you.
I ain't never going to play with them. Mistake, okay? Baby, when I come through, I come to fuck through.
She giving Shay Shay on the phone because you're talking a lot of shit tonight, girl.
Howdy, okay. Naima, did you post that video to my page?
I just posted it again. I mean, you don't see it?
No, I don't.
Well, post it to my page, Naima.
Honey, I got something wrong with you. You gotta get that Ace effect.
Oh Lord!
I don't have no Ace. Don't try it. I'm telling you, I don't have no Ace.
She got the tiny Ace.
Yeah. That don't take no discs on the side.
The 13 is.
Ernie.
Is it the one about fags going wild?
No, I know what it is. Y'all, because the person who page is on is private, y'all probably see y'all not y'all had to be added. But I just want my patients, my friends. I don't understand how like everybody else can see on my
page. Is the video fag going wild?
And no, it's called Get In.
It's called Get In.
Well, if it's on your page, we can see it. If it's on your page.
Right, and I tag Kelly Dane in it and everything.
Well, baby, it did not come up, honey. And I'm sitting right here looking at your picture, you with your necklace on, with your red little titty top and your blonde hair, Miss Thing, thinking you sexy.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Y'all want to stop coming for me.
Y'all sitting in y'all face and call me sister friend. I'm not reading all of that.
Get into that pose.
Right. I don't have
what you saying, Alexis?
Get into that pose. That's what I want to hear.
Yes.
For the record, I don't have bad skin. I use Obagi on my motherfucking skin.
I'm tired of being nice to some of you phony faggots. Y'all sit up in my face and call me your sister friend. When y'all need me, I'm there for you. When I need you, you gives me excuses, but I'm always willing to help you. Well, baby, it's a brand new day. My shave starts now. Don't question me when I don't answer your calls. Ooh. Because I'm unavailable. No more hairdos, food, money, anything. All over for now. For a lot of you bitches, at the end of the day, I was good before I knew you. I'll be even better once I serve your life. Serve your lifeline. That's connected to me. Trust, and I'm out.
Hello? So, Naima, who was you talking about?
No, you read that wrong, Jason.
I was just reading the juicy stuff. Man,
we know what you mean. Who was you talking about, girl? Get to the show.
That was Juicy.
She was talking about Abilene.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, it wasn't just the. It wasn't some of those girls. It was a couple other girls. They don't need to be known on this show, but.
Oh, okay.
Right, so you're not feeding the girls anymore. No more hairdos.
Is this a video on July 2nd or Lamar Jr. Ebony?
Yes, bitch.
Yeah.
that's
bad. And it looked like y'all in some, like, no, this is look like this is in some place.
No, it's a some tease.
No, honey, this is some boy laughing and talking, honey.
No, that's when I was acting like a tourist in Manhattan.
No, I saw that one.
But wait a minute, JC, you see the video too, right?
I haven't seen the video fight video. That's what I'm talking about. I haven't seen that fight video.
44 seconds long.
It's one on your page called Fags Gone Wild. Is that it? No, you said that's not it. That's something else.
No, it's because it says something. It says getting, and in the video, Gina is walking up to the child, and the child got swung on, and then he got him over in the corner, popped him again two different times. And then he was reading him and everything, and the child's face was bleeding and everything, and child, she was tagging him.
You can't put it in a tea party.
Wait a minute, let me see if I can. Hold on.
She will have to download it and put
it's
it in herself.
Is it on YouTube?
Not share it.
No.
I'm looking at all the videos on Naima's page, and I do not see that video.
Well, the video is on Junior's page. Y'all can't see it because you're not Junior's friend.
So let me just add him. What's his name? Let's go. Come on.
His name
hold on,
is...
Hold on. I got it now, y'all. I got it. Now y'all can see it now. Share the video. Here we go. Now you can see it. Now refresh, the page now, and now you'll be able to see it.
Okay.
No, still no video.
You were trying it. Because you had to... It's on there now for everybody.
Refreshed again. Still no video.
They cannot see it because it's on Junior's page. You're sharing Junior's video to people that he doesn't have, that he has not given authority to view the video.
Yeah, but see, I shared it for the public, though.
But it's not public on his page. You can't take something that's not public and share it for the public. That's like if we were to take the video and post it in the underground. You know how sometimes... Some things you can't see, some people can see it, some people can't.
Yeah.
It's because they're not friends with that person and it's private. It's only for their friends to see.
Wait, refreshed again. Still no
video. No, you can't see Junior videos. You can only see Junior pictures, but you can't see his videos unless you're his friend.
Yeah.
Naima, are you just blonde tonight? Because you just don't know what sneaker versus sneaker is, or, you know if you put the video up right. Like.
No, I'm not blonde tonight.
Baby, this is a mess.
So no video, no J-Niece, no Vicky Gotti.
So Naima, you want to try again?
No deaf boy getting fucked in an alley.
Oh my god.
But you're not even fucking the deaf boy in the alley alone.
I didn't get nobody in no alley. Who told y'all that?
Naima, you tried to send it to me, but you can't send an attachment.
Naima, how does he moan? Does he yell too loud, attract authorities? What?
He goes.
So it almost sounds.
The
like
attachment may be removed because the person shared it may not have permission to share it with you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Kelly, just because you know how he sounds, doesn't mean you did it to him.
I just had to say I love my future husband,
Jig Rock. Leave him alone. Here we go again. Here we go with another husband.
What do you mean? But anyway, Kelly, so, how's everything going out there in the...
Excuse me? Naima, keep it still.
The video is in London's Tea Party again.
We're not going to be able to see it because we're not friends with the person who posted the video. So if you're not friends with the person who posted the video, no one is going to be able to see it.
Oh, I'm just telling you.
Miss Ann, this is a mess.
My mind is a terrible thing.
So speaking of a fight, so y'all never got into like who it was that was fighting at the ball in California?
Nobody was fighting.
So why do you say the tables were, why about Caesar said that they were flipping the tables over and stuff on the recap?
They were flipping the tables over, but it wasn't no fight.
So they
who outside?
So they had to get out of there at 2 o'clock.
That's me, Jason. I'm looking for this crackhead. He stole my Louboutins.
Let me ask y'all something. Speaking of labels, right? And this is another case. I do pay attention.
Well, how
to
the hell did J-Rock get to see it?
I do pay attention. Because
he's friends with
labels.
The person.
Between labels and between labels and stuff like that. So let me ask
you something. Hold on, before you ask the question. 718-304, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Kelly.
Hello.
London. My question is concerning Janice and Vicky Gotti. is this something new or is this something old? Concerning
us. Well, it was just brought back up.
Right, it's Vicky's hoe got closed back up. It's she's all right. Everything is good.
Oh. Oh wow. And Naima, how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, you know Naima?
Oh yes, $5 foot long.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, Lord.
Naima, mm-hmm. You just get aroused. You easy like Sunday morning.
Oh, my God. Easy like Sunday morning.
Is that a husband to you, Naima?
No, I don't know who that is.
Well, they know you.
That's what long is popular.
No, I just know of you from hearing you on the show. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Kelly, I mean, what's going on with you? I mean, why are you not a couture anymore?
When you talk, all I hear is wah, 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 wah.
Mistake, bitch. Just because a bitch is known for their labels, mistake. She can come out and just say that she has these on, and nobody's not gonna really question these people because they're known for their labels.
Right.
I mean, you can't blame them. That's like Naomi coming out and they questioning her fans. Are you crazy?
But what I'm saying is, don't you think that it's kind of like unfair? Like if you got people on the sidelines who think something is not real. But the judges is not. Don't you think they shouldn't even be up there judging if they're not knowing they shit?
Majority of the judges that be judging at the time don't watch that category.
Hey, what you got in your mouth?
Amaya, spit that cum out your mouth.
Mm-mm.
If she want a goggle, let her goggle.
You can get lockjaw like that with that big jaw you have.
But I'm just saying, you can have, like, some girls, they come out there and be like, I got on such and such, such and such, such and such, and then some judges don't question them. But then other girls come out there or whatever, and then they'll try to question them. Okay, I'm going to give y'all a prime example of two people, right? All right. Now, at the Shade Fest, I remember them trying Jessica for her label, but what she had on was real. But then they didn't try Stephanie, and sometimes the girls think that she don't hate that some of her stuff don't be what it really is. And this happened.
I don't know.
mean, I'm just saying they both are labeled villains. But, I mean, like, because one person, you know, may like, you know, I guess walk it more. Something. I mean, I don't know, but it just seems so funny.
Let me give you a prime example. My granddaughter walks Best Dress, and she walks labels. She had a Louis Vuitton bag, and I asked her where she got it from. Well, I would never have questioned her because she is known for having a label bag, a designer. You understand what I'm saying? But because she was so known for the category, I never questioned it, but it was a fake bag. And I wouldn't have knew until she told me.
Okay, well then, all right. So I hear that, but what I'm saying is, there's so many knockoffs now, you know, so many people are like getting so close to the knockoffs. When these judges are up there and they intoxicated or they hot or whatever like that, they probably bored or whatever the case may be, you know, they just be paying and just letting people through. My whole thing is, I feel like if you want to have judges up there, judges, whether they icons, whether they legends, or whether they, whatever they call. If they're going to be up there judging these categories, they need to know their shit. Because if somebody's coming up there and you got other people, you know, for example, talking about this child's speaking, that's got a lot of stuff going on, but it said that this child was supposed to win, you know, then maybe...
He didn't win, going, though. But he didn't win.
Oh, he didn't win. Okay,
no,
well,
the Louis Vuitton didn't win.
I'm falling asleep here now. Get Johnny's underline, the pony with the dick in his ass.
You ain't gotta get nobody on the line because I'm getting off the line. So one by one, everybody please say goodnight, and y'all can take this up tomorrow night on the Tea Party with London and J Rock and Jay Smith.
No, we can't.
Well, whatever London decides to do tomorrow, it would definitely be done with London, Alexis, Jason, J-Rock, Maya,
you know,
Tiffany, and all the girls will definitely be on the line tomorrow night. Don't forget to go and check out my sister's page on Facebook at www.facebook.com/gagaween, and definitely check out all the categories. It's definitely going to be happening October 27th in Washington, D.C. It's definitely going to be a night of fun, and it's definitely going to be a night of festivities. Y'all don't have to worry about the ball being 6 minutes, and y'all don't have to worry about waiting for a crowd to get there because this lady comes from Florida with her cash already in her purse. So whether the girls are there or not, the ball will definitely start and it will definitely end, and all cash will definitely be given the fuck out. So one by one, can everybody say goodnight because we get the fuck up out of here. And
well,
nobody say my closing statement.
But I want to give a shout out to my baby father, my tranny top husband, Corey B. Johnson. I love you, boo. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Whatever ball you go to, please be sure to get your coin back. It's the ball. Nighty-night.
I like this.
I already said good night, bitch. Bye.
Oh, Naima.
Well, I'm not everybody, so I will see y'all tomorrow on the show.
Definitely, if you're out there and you're listening and you definitely want to advertise your ball, yourself, or your ass on Tinder Chops/, you know, the number one radio station in ballroom history, definitely hit me up on Facebook on one of my many Facebook pages, and I can definitely take care of that for you. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Definitely tune in tomorrow night for London and the Tea Party cast. They will definitely be live on the air at 11:30, and it's definitely going to be going down, and it's definitely going to be fun. And don't forget, Gagaween, October 27th in Washington, D.C., hosted by the legendary icon Jasmine Couture herself. Good night.